Liz, you're for real this time.
Good evening, everybody. Battle instructions for the church militant. That's you. I'm delighted to be here, but I would first like to begin appropriately with a short prayer from St. Thomas Aquinas. Grant me, O Lord God, a vigilant heart, that no subtle speculation may ever lead me from you, a noble heart, that no unworthy affection may draw me from you, an upright heart, that no evil purpose may draw me from you. Give me a steadfast heart, that no tribulation may shatter, and a free heart, that no violent affection may claim as its own. And finally, grant me, O Lord my God, a mind to know you, diligence to seek you, and wisdom to find you. Well, it's a delight to be in Iowa. I am thrilled. This morning I escaped from across the border from the People's Republic of Illinois. Which is being systematically destroyed by the very heavy boot of Chairman J.B. Pritzker and his compatriot, Party Secretariat Lori Lightweight, as we call her. It's a delight to be in Iowa, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Here in the beating heart of the heartland of America. You know, rumor has it that someone said faithful Catholics should not attend this event. You know, from my perspective, I'm looking out on this great group of faithful Catholics who decided to exercise their God-given freedoms, their rational mind, their Catholic conscience, by following an Aquinas and not a Jackals. So how do we build this resistance movement in America? What does it look like? How do we resist? It was Thomas Jefferson who urged in the Declaration of Independence that when tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty. We are here at that moment, and our Almighty God, the King of Kings, has blessed America with the fruited plain of Iowa, imbuing its rich earth with fertile and abundant nutrients flowing from the mighty Mississippi and worked and plowed by hardy Catholic settlers. But the harvest we celebrate tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is not the prosperous farmland of the great Hawkeye State. No, rather we honor the seeds of the faith that were sown here in this soil nearly 185 years ago. Deeply embedded here are the strong Catholic roots, the seeds of the faith born into this heartland. God endowed Iowa with the sustenance of food and faith. And nearly two centuries ago, this savage frontier was graced with Irish and German priests, bishops, nuns, and laity who suffered and struggled to plant the Catholic faith in this wild new territory. The Irish and German were the first brave settlers who fearlessly traveled and put down roots to this brutal, foreign frontier land, armed with their love of freedom and their Catholicism. As I prepared the speech, I revisited my own family history that began in Elkader, Iowa. My paternal grandfather's mother was born in Elkader, Iowa, and like many Irish immigrants, they gave of their meager funds and their significant brawn to build Catholicism by constructing Elkader's first Catholic church, St. Joseph. Make no mistake, I would not be standing up here tonight if it were not for my devoted Catholic ancestors. My great-grandmother from Elkader, who gave birth to five children, three of whom became Catholic priests, and her one remaining son, my paternal grandfather, became a doctor, fought in World War I, practiced medicine during the Depression, often receiving a loaf of bread for payment for his services. And up until the day he died at 91, he was on his knees saying his daily rosary. My grandfather's prayers, like your ancestors, formed us into the Catholics we are today, eager for the sacraments, longing for the beauty of the faith, and demanding that the truth be bellowed from the pulpit. The time has come to pay back those ancestral graces today in the 21st century. Thanks to their hard work and perseverance, Dubuque was the epicenter of American Catholicism. Here, starting with just a handful of holy men and women, Catholicism struggled, yet flourished. The hard work of Catholicism paid off, and as a result, in 1891, Dubuque had more churches and edifices than any other diocese in America, which is amazing. But the struggle to practice Catholicism today is in many ways even more strenuous than in the 19th century. Catholics, God is trying to get our attention. You may recall on February 11th, 2013, when Pope Benedict announced his shocking resignation, two separate bolts of lightning struck St. Peter's Basilica. Divine intervention was trying to get our attention. At that moment, I believe that God was alerting us to the Great Reset, the rolling out of the hideous New World Order and all its impending horrors. What can we do in the face of this massive Great Reset by the global elites, strategized by the World Economic Forum's Herr Klaus Schwab, funded by Bill Gates, the poster child of the New World Order, bankrolled by George Soros, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and poisoned and driven by the death cult of the Communist Chinese Party and its collaborators, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and shockingly encouraged by the Vatican. In the words of Malachi Martin, Satan is on the march. Evil global elites have usurped the Catholic hierarchy, the papacy, and the institutional church. We are engaged in an epic spiritual war. We are watching the implementation of the century-long globalist plan of the elite to deny Christ, to destroy the family, to depopulate the globe of innocent babies, to depopulate the globe of the elderly, and to enslave free men and women into strangling submission. God chose us, you and you and you, to be alive in this age of a global spiritual battle. Each one of us, no matter our station in life, farmer and barber, lawyer and carpenter, teacher and preacher, young and old, all must step forward. At baptism, our eyes and our throat were blessed with sacred chrism. Now, more than ever, we must reopen our eyes and use and turn up the volume on our voice. At confirmation, each of us was confirmed as a soldier of Christ. A soldier of Christ, so suit up, gird your loins, don your brown scapular given to us by our Blessed Mother, grab your rosary, the only weapon we need. We must be battle ready. Look, the life of a Catholic is one of constant warfare against a culture of death. We must speak out against this death cult. We must protest against the unrelenting censorship, this hideous and rapacious theft of our First Amendment right, ordained by God Almighty. Our tech oligarchs, those creepy wizards hiding behind the steel tech curtain who are muzzling our voices. Oh yes, there are our betters, aren't they? The God-hating, Satan-loving, Epstein elites who decide that they alone decide what we know, when we know it, how we are to act, what we are to hear, what we are to put on our faces, and what we are to put into our bodies. Our enemies are all around us. The communists, the globalists, the anti-lifers, the Islamists, the media, the corporatists, academia, and the enemy is within the church. We are surrounded on all sides. But as Iowans led America into building the Catholic faith, you will lead us in reclaiming our country. After all, the motto of this great state is, our liberties we prize, our rights we maintain. That, my friends, is Midwestern, no-nonsense, common sense patriotism. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I believe that the American Catholic remnant will not only save our country and defeat the monstrous globalists in their nefarious and pernicious Great Reset, but the American Catholic remnant will save the world. It is you, born and bred in the beating heart of America, who will lead this resistance. So, Hawkeyes, sharpen your talons, focus your keen insight, soar with the grace of God. Understand that your prey wants to destroy Christianity, dismantle the Catholic Church, corrupt our children, pulverize the family, shatter our freedoms, and devastate our way of life. Train your Hawkeye on the battlefield at hand. Life is, for a Catholic, a constant battle. Ask Joan of Arc. Ask the Battle of Lepanto. Ask St. Michael the Archangel. Ask the pro-lifers who battled on the streets for the last 50 years. So let's see the Catholic resistance. Let's celebrate the building of a new Catholic resistance, because folks, we're not going to back down. Canceled peace. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't. So, it's starting already, the resistance, using your voice, standing up to tyrants, standing up to tyranny. We can do this. We will not back down. And it has been said that Catholics are in the trenches and soon will be in the catacombs. The government has already closed our churches once with the complicity of the hierarchy, denied us the sacraments, robbed us of our beloved elderly, the consolation of family and sacraments on their deathbed. And this is just the beginning. But although it may appear that we are alone, we are not. Our Lady gave us the battle instructions. Our Blessed Mother warned Father Gobi that these times were upon us, and she advised her children to form cenacles of prayer, rosary groups, Bible groups. You know the power of those groups, the consolation, the Catholic imagination. It is time to get battle ready. We have each other, our faith, and our faithful priests, those canceled and those not canceled. We will not abandon our Lord or the Catholic Church. And we are not alone because God has sent us Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who has pulled back the curtain. He has pulled back the curtain on the corruption in the church and among the elites and relentlessly exposed the depravity of the deep state and the deep church. And he provides us with the roadmap for the church militant. And Cardinal Vigano, or Archbishop Vigano, I think he should be a cardinal, says, this is his plea to us. It's necessary for the good, the children of light, which you are, to come together to make their voices heard. Cardinal Vigano is the globalist slayer. He asks of us only what he himself is doing. You may end up like Vigano, an 80-year-old man in hiding, always on the move, but always encouraging Catholics to step up in the fray. You may end up being canceled, denied your beloved vocation. But speaking truth to power has its costs. Ask the thousands of doctors and nurses and military and priests who refuse the vaccine for religious freedom reasons. Children of light, you must have your voices heard. Our Catholic voices must flood the airwaves, cyberspace, the public square, the Catholic pulpit. You know, G.K. Chesterton warned that when men lose their faith in God, they end up believing not in nothing, but in anything. Climate change is that anything. Abortion is that anything. Islam is a religion of peace. Is that anything? Gay marriage, is that anything? Gender fluidity, is that anything? Hate speech, is that anything? Masks, are that anything? Mandates, are that anything? The church militant is not fooled by anything. Catholics, we can do this. We can do this. We can restore our country to its original, hearty, brave, frontier Catholic culture, which grew large, loving families, a Catholic culture that built great schools, which educated generations of patriotic leaders. We need a spiritual renewal through adoration, perpetual novenas to our Blessed Mother, public rosary rallies, using our God-given, Marian-inspired Catholic imagination to reinvigorate the faith. Well, it's time to reenlist as soldiers of Christ as the dark clouds envelop our church. Uncomfortable and terrifying, I know, but I am reminded of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower. You know, that sweet, genteel young saint? During her postulancy in a letter to her beloved sister, Celine, Saint Thérèse wrote the following call to arms. There remains nothing else for us to do but to fight. And when we don't have the strength, it is then that Jesus fights for us. And let it be said from this moment forward that there was a faithful cadre of Catholics from the heartland who met and gathered and prayed in Dubuque, Iowa on September 22nd, 2021, in the year of our Lord, and pledged their lives and their honor to their King Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother. and took back their church and restored civilization to God Almighty. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit that brought you here today, and to the words of Jesus to Saint Faustina. Fight like a knight and do not be afraid. And plead and finally plead to God to shed his grace on thee, and turn to Our Lady of Fatima and ask for her protection and intervention, confident that Our Lady's Immaculate Heart will triumph in the end. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Patroness of America, pray for us. Thank you.